You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation, and welcome to Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where you get to hear the local experts on the biggest stories, your team, every day. Ross Jackson here, your host covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, like nobody else does it. Lead analyst over at AllSaintsConsidered.com, your source for up-to-the-minute Saints news for Saints fans by Saints fans. And you know what it is. Go ahead and throw me a follow over on Twitter at RossJacksonASC. And if this is your first time catching the podcast, thank you so much for being here and welcome. Please make sure to subscribe, share, rate, review, all that. Let us know what you think about the podcast. It's a big help for me, but it also helps you keep up to date with all of the new episodes that drop every Monday through Friday. And remember, you can find Locked On Saints on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as the new podcasting app Himalaya, and just about anywhere else you get your podcast. And of course, remember, when you're out on the road, to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Saints. All right, y'all, on today's Locked On Saints, we are going to flip the script a little bit. I know I told y'all we're going to do a mock draft. I'm going to save that for Friday because the Saints 2019 schedule has officially leaked, and we're going to talk about all of those games this entire episode. We're going to be talking about each and every matchup throughout, and I'll give you all the information you need to know, dates, times, all of that, as well as my initial reactions and thoughts for each game. We'll start with the opening five games, which include a tough opening stretch for the Saints. Then we'll hit the next five games in our second segment, which get us past a highly anticipated matchup in Chicago and halfway through an NFC South gauntlet for New Orleans. And then we'll close out the show from Thanksgiving week on, where the Saints have their chance at Roasted Falcon for a second year in a row. Delicious. This time in Atlanta. Got all that and a little bit of lagniappe for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints, your team every day. All right, y'all, let's get started. Let's jump right into it. No need to wait. So if you head over to the AllSaintsConsidered.com page, you will see the entire 2019 schedule as it leaked. I was going through an updating, giving you dates, times, reactions, all that. So let's jump right in. Let's talk about these first five games for the Saints. So let's just name them out first. So the first five games, which include a very tough opening four-game stretch, are versus the Houston Texans at home on Monday Night Football. That's September 9th at 7:15 p.m. All these times are central. Week two at the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles, September 15th at 3:25. Week three against the Seattle Seahawks at September 22nd, 3:25. And then week four versus the Dallas Cowboys. We'll be hosting them at home on Sunday Night Football, September 29th at 7:15. And then week five, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the Saints, against the Saints at home. So that one's in New Orleans at noon. So that's four straight national games to open up the season for the Saints: against Houston at home, at the Rams in Los Angeles, at Seattle against the Seahawks, and then at home against Dallas. Now, let's talk about this first game against the Houston Texans. At PFF Saints put out a great tweet earlier today talking about what some of those matchups are for that opening game of the 2019 season. And it's an incredible series of matchups that we're going to be able to watch and see throughout there. So the couple ones that they talked about: J.J. Watt versus Ryan Ramczyk, Jadeveon Clowney versus Teron Armstead, DeAndre Hopkins versus Marshon Lattimore. You add on to that Drew Brees and Deshaun Watson as the quarterbacks there. Alvin Kamara getting probably a larger load of snaps, especially with Mark Ingram being out. There's just a lot to be excited about with this opening game, and it's a big test for the Saints to open the season, who haven't won a week one game since 2013. Then week two, they travel to Los Angeles to take on the Rams, a rematch highly anticipated of the NFC Championship game. Cam Jordan talked about on NFL Total Access that he was hoping that this game would be around week five or six so the Saints get some time to mesh, but looks like that's not going to be the case, as the Saints are potentially, because we don't know the week one matchup for the Rams yet, they could potentially be the home opener for the Rams in Los Angeles. Angeles. So that's a huge game for Saints fans to show up and show out to. So make sure that you get out there if you're in Los Angeles for that game, because that's going to be huge. And of course, it's really easy to turn that LA Coliseum into an away stadium for the Rams. So let's make that happen. Week three, the Saints then stay on the West Coast and travel up to Seattle to take on the Seattle Seahawks. This is an old NFC battle right here. This was one that used to be really exciting to look at. Now, of course, Russell Wilson just signed his four-year extension, $140 million. That's the most in a new money contract than we've ever seen in the NFL. So maybe he's going to have a little bit of swagger to open up the season. Doug Baldwin should be back to form, back to shape. And that defense really started to take shape toward the end of the season. So we'll see if Seattle's able to maintain that heading into 2019 as they get a big test with the New Orleans Saints coming to town with their big guns on offense. Then week four, the Saints will host the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, September 29th at 7:15 p.m. So with that game, this is a rematch of the Week 13 game that ended the 10-game win streak for New Orleans in the 2018 season. This was one that a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans and a lot of the Dallas Cowboys themselves really wanted during the playoffs, this matchup against New Orleans. So we get it early in the first quarter of the NFL season in 2019. This should be a pretty fun one to watch. This is also the second primetime game out of those four national games to open up the season for the Saints. And then the last one we'll talk about here before we go to break is the first NFC South game for the Saints, which doesn't take place until week five against Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their first noon game. So that's going to be, you know, a big time. Oh, that's at home for New Orleans as well. So that's going to be a big time matchup for the Saints still. It's not going to be as challenging as those first four games. It's kind of a nice little catch your breath moment, but the Saints are going to be looking to open up some revenge on Tampa Bay for what they did coming into the opening game of the 2018 season, the home opener, in which they beat the Saints at home. So this will be another fun game to watch, and it's going to be another great one to see, and especially to figure out exactly, is Devin White going to end up in Tampa Bay? Would this be the first time the Saints end up playing Devin White, right? So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch too. So we'll get more information and more hype about this game, I think, this week five game against Tampa Bay, a division rival heading into the NFL season. Now, keep in mind that this is the first NFC South matchup for the Saints in week five. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the second time that the Saints will see an NFC South opponent, which isn't until week 10. So we have the next five games coming up right here after the break that's going to take us through talking about one of the big, highly anticipated game against Chicago, and then get us halfway through the games that are that four-game NFC South gauntlet that I kind of teased at the beginning of the episode. So we'll talk about all that and a little bit more right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. Thank you so much for being here. All right, Hoodat Nation, welcome back to Locked On Saints, your team every day. Talking about the season schedule that was leaked here for the 2019 season. Why wait for the NFL to tell you what the season schedule is in their big two-hour announcement tonight when you can always get the most up-to-date information right here by subscribing to Locked On Saints? And remember to do so using the new podcasting app, Himalaya, which helps you stay up-to-date with all of your favorite podcasts and also introduces you to new podcasts that fit your type, what it is that you like to listen to. So make sure you check out the Himalaya podcast app, and of course subscribe to Locked On Saints, because where else are you going to get your most up-to-date information about your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, every day? The answer, nowhere, just here. So thank you for being back with me today as we are talking about this season schedule leak. So we're moving on now. We talked about the first five games. We're moving into the second five games. So let's go ahead and list those off first. So we'll start week six at the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's in Jacksonville. Week seven, another road game here at Chicago against the Chicago Bears. That's October 20th at 3:25 p.m. That Jacksonville Jaguars game is October 13th at noon. So that's their second non-national game. Then they followed up with another national game week seven against the Bears. Week eight against the Arizona Cardinals. They're hosting the Arizona Cardinals, so that'll be at home in the Dome October 27th at noon. Week nine, a bye week. Hey, a late bye week for the Saints. It finally happened, so we won't count that week. Week 10, the Atlanta Falcons are in New Orleans November 12th at noon. And then week 11, the Saints will travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers November 17th at noon as well. So that will wrap up the series against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So let's go back here. Let's talk from week six to week 11, those five games, skipping the week nine bye week. But we can all be clear here that everyone is going to be very happy to see the Saints go eight games bye week, eight games, as opposed to having to, you know, have one of those week four, week five bye week super early in the season. So we can all be very happy for that. So week six, the Saints taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. Like I wrote in my article, this would be a really fun matchup to watch in 2016 when that Jacksonville Jaguars defense was so good. Could still be fun this year. The Jacksonville Jaguars brought in Nick Foles as their new leading man. The last time that the Saints played Nick Foles, it was an entertaining NFC divisional game against the Philadelphia Eagles just last year, where Marshon Lattimore ended up with two interceptions. So we'll see what happens there. Week 7, the Saints travel to Chicago. So it's two straight. This is a little bit of a road trip for them. Two straight games. Actually, it's a little bit more than that. Oh, no, that's right. It's two straight games. Just Jacksonville and Chicago on the away road trip there. So then the Saints will take on Chicago October 20th at 3:25 p.m. This is a highly anticipated game between the NFC South powerhouses that are the Chicago Bears and the New Orleans Saints. The big matchup to watch here is going to be the Saints offense versus the Bears defense. Bears offense, not so great, not so fantastic. Hakeem Hicks would tell you that they're incredible, but they're not so great. So this is going to be a big game to watch, particularly for that matchup, but also just to see exactly what does go down between Hakeem Hicks and Cam Jordan, who were sort of mouthing off during at Twitter or on Twitter. And, you know, they get along, they're good friends and everything, but Hakeem Hicks sort of has a little, he's just got like a little apartment in his brain where the Saints live rent free. And so he's going to host them again week 7 in Chicago. So then week 8, the Saints travel back home to take on the Arizona Cardinals. Remember a little while ago before, like as the offseason was beginning, Sean Payton was asked a question about trying to hire these offensive-minded head coaches, and he mentioned that there are a lot of teams that made big mistakes this season, and he can't wait to play them because some of them are on their schedule. This is one of those games. I am 100% without a doubt sure that this is one of those games. Cliff Kingsbury, who is that guy, he brings the air raid, quote unquote, to Arizona. You know, he's potentially going to be drafting Kyler Murray and then trading away Josh Rosen. And even if he doesn't do that, he's still shaping up this team to be that pass-heavy offense. They bulked up that offensive line so that they could actually have some time to step back in the pocket, make some reads, and make some deep throws and things like that. So this will be Sean Payton's moment here. It's where he actually gets to try to take advantage of one of those quote-unquote mistakes. Again, that's October 27th at noon. Week 9, bye week, talked about that. Week 10, the Atlanta Falcons come to New Orleans and the Saints host them at the Superdome. That's November 10th at noon. So this is week 10, but this is only the second NFC South game for the Saints. And that's because this game here after the bye week, week 10, starts a four-game NFC South gauntlet for the Saints, who will play the Atlanta Falcons and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as we already talked about. And then when we come back for the break, which we're not going to at this moment, but when we do take the break and come back, we'll talk about the Carolina Panthers game and the Atlanta Falcons game that follow these two that we're about to discuss now. So the Saints have four straight NFC South games right out of the bye week, which is really nice. They can go ahead and sort of, if they can do this, the big thing here is that then they'll have finished their series with Tampa Bay, they'll have finished their series with Atlanta, and then they'll get one of the two games out of the way with Carolina. And spoiler alert, the last game with Carolina is week 17. So really, they will have... if they win the NFC South, which I expect that they will, they'll have it won by week 13, which is just massively incredible. So more than likely, they'll have it won by week 13. So they get that out of the way, then they can focus on the number one seed moving forward from there. So let's stick with week 10. That's the Atlanta Falcons, November 10th at noon. So this is the one that starts off that four-game NFC South streak. This is a huge game for the Saints because this will be the first time that they have played Atlanta with Deion Jones back in the lineup, like fully back in the lineup. So this is pretty big, and they'll be hosting them first. So, you know, this is your usual Atlanta versus New Orleans game in the Superdome. It's the one that takes place 1, 2, 3 weeks later that we're more concerned about, but we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Week 11 at Tampa Bay. This wraps up the Tampa Bay series with the Saints. The last time that they played against Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay was at the end of last year. So it's nice to actually have the two Tampa Bay games in meaningful positions. The last couple years, they weren't really. They were kind of late in the season. I think 2 years ago, they wrapped up the season. They were week 17. So it's been a little while since the Tampa Bay games have taken place in a meaningful position. So this is actually kind of nice to have week 5 and then week 11. So this is a big one. And it's nice to have the Tampa Bay game, who is arguably the least threatening team in the NFC South for right now. They've got Bruce Arians, so they're on an upward trajectory. But for the 2019 season, they're easily the least threatening of the other three NFC South opponents. So it's nice to sort of have the Falcons, then the Bucks. You know what I mean? So the second game out of the four-game streak here in the NFC South is sort of the simpler one. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up by taking a look at the final six games that wrap up the rest of the season, starting from Thanksgiving week moving forward, including the Thanksgiving game against the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Got that coming up for you right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. All right, family, welcome back to Locked On Saints, your team every day. Thank you so much for being here on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday episode of Locked On Saints. I didn't mean for that alliteration, you know, but you know what? It's bad in journalism. It's good in radio, so I'm going to take it, and so that's totally fine. So we're moving forward now. We've already covered all the games from week 1 up to week 11, so now we're moving forward to the last 6 games to wrap up the season. That starts with week 12 versus the Carolina Panthers, November 24th at noon. Week 13 at the Atlanta Falcons in Georgia on Thanksgiving, November 28th, 7:20 p.m. That is a primetime Thanksgiving game yet again, two in a row for the Saints, or it wasn't primetime last year, but still two in a row for the Thanksgiving game against the Atlanta Falcons. Then week 14 versus San Francisco at home in New Orleans, December 8th at noon. Week 15, they host the Indianapolis Colts at home on Monday Night Football, December 16th, 7:15 p.m. Then week 16, they travel to Tennessee to take on the Titans, December 22nd at noon. And then they wrap up the season in Carolina, week 17. Again, they're wrapping up the season with the Panthers, this time though in Carolina, December 29th. At noon. So let's go ahead and tear through these. So the first two games that we're talking about here are the last two games of that 4-game NFC South gauntlet that the Saints are going to be facing week 12 to get their first game against the Carolina Panthers. Last time that they played, Carolina won, but it was in that week 17 game where we saw Teddy Bridgewater and we saw like 4 different quarterbacks for Carolina and they managed to win that game. So this is a little bit more meaningful here. The last time that the Saints and the Panthers played in a meaningful game was that great week 15 game in Carolina last year, which was a little bit more of a defensive struggle. I expect that the Saints are going to be able to keep up their offense throughout this season, the way that they're structuring their offense with giving Drew Brees more outlets like Jared Cook, to where he doesn't have to blow out his arm in the first 6 games of the season and stuff like that, or the first 10 games of the season and stuff like that. So I expect that this one will go a little bit differently, but this is November 24th at noon. So let's go ahead and jump ahead now to week 13 at the Atlanta Falcons on Thanksgiving. The Saints in Atlanta played last year. The Saints won that game convincingly at home on Thanksgiving Day. And then that's where we got all the great shots of Cam Jordan and Teron Armstead and Mark Ingram eating their turkey legs and everything, and just great, great, great moments coming from that game. And so the Saints enjoyed their roasted Falcon last year. They're looking to do it again this year, but this time in Georgia, in Atlanta, in their house, which is going to be a ton of fun to watch. Again, expect Deion Jones to be back and a part of this game, but expect the offense to be firing on high, like on all cylinders, firing highly on all cylinders throughout this entire season with the way that they're structuring this roster. Week 14, the Saints then go home for 2 games in a row. Week 14, they'll host San Francisco. Jimmy Garoppolo gets his first start in the dome in his career. Sean Payton really liked Jimmy Garoppolo coming out of his draft, so it'll be fun to watch that game just to see Jimmy Garoppolo as one of the future quarterbacks of the NFL, and then Drew Brees, one of the best to ever do it. Should be a fun game to watch there. We also get to see in that game too one of my favorite linebackers in the league, and that's Fred Warner out of BYU. If you don't know about Fred Warner, check him out. He played 14 games last season in his rookie season. I expect him to have a much bigger role this season, especially with Reuben Foster out the door, thankfully, for San Francisco. So that's somebody else that I'm going to be watching during that game too. I really like Fred Warner. So I think that that's going to be a really fun game to watch there. The Saints against San Francisco, December 8th at noon, week 14. Then week 15, they stay at home and then enter their next primetime game. That's at 7:15, December 16th against the Indianapolis Colts. They'll be hosting Andrew Luck and the crew, the AFC powerhouse that's going to be Indianapolis for next season. They didn't make a ton of huge moves over the offseason, but I expect that they're going to be just as good, if not better, than they were last year. And we get to see a fully healthy Andrew Luck take on Drew Brees and the Saints, which is going to be a lot of fun to watch at home in New Orleans. Then the Saints wrap up their season with 2 away games. So they wrap up away from home, week 16 against the Tennessee Titans. Kind of not really sure what to expect from this game just yet. This would be their second straight AFC South opponent that comes in with Marcus Mariota and Derrick Henry, as well as other players there. And then, of course, they get the reunion with former Saint Kenny Vaccaro, who re-signed with Tennessee and really wanted to do that. So shout out to Kenny for being able to stick around with that team that he really, really enjoyed. They got a good defense over there. Kevin Byard as well. Great, great, great pair of safeties out there. And then, of course, the Saints, who pursued Malcolm Butler, who didn't sign him, will now be taking on Malcolm Butler, who wears the Tennessee Titans uniform now. So, you know, lots of good relationships there and lots of good, like, sort of past stories to pay attention to for the Saints versus Tennessee Titans game. But if the Saints have already, you know, been put in prime position to lock up their number one seed, or maybe they're not even in the running for the number one seed, but they clinched their playoff berth, whatever that might be. We might not see a ton of starters for this game in week 16 for the Tennessee Titans. So we'll see what happens there, or maybe we only see one half or something like that. So we'll see exactly what happens here. Kind of a misnomer in terms of what to expect for this week 16 game. And then the week 17 game, the Saints will wrap up yet again, second year in a row against the Carolina Panthers, this time in Carolina. Not much to talk about here because the Saints will probably have a playoff berth by this time, if not the number one seed. And so we probably won't see many starters, but could be another good opportunity to see Teddy Bridgewater do some work. All right, y'all, so that wraps up the entire schedule. If you want to see that schedule and get some of my initial thoughts, make sure to make your way over to allsaintsconsidered.com. It's the newest article that's up right now, so check it out. It's got all the information you need, week numbers, who the opponents are, whether they're home or away, dates, and then, of course, dates and times, and then, of course, my initial reactions, like you heard here, but in a more truncated fashion because I get to really talk here on the podcast since I'm doing it all by myself, so I can talk and there's nobody here to get mad at me. So, all right, y'all, hope that you enjoyed that. Again, why wait for the NFL to do a 2-hour special to get your team schedule when all you need to do is be subscribed here to Locked On Saints? So I appreciate y'all for coming through today and for being here throughout. So make sure you stick around for tomorrow's episode. We're going to be hearing the last bit of my conversation with Deuce Windham talking about the draft. We're going to shift focus to the draft there. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about another prospect that I really like that I think that the Saints could make a move up for in the third or fourth round, or potentially in the second round, however you want to look at it. And then, of course, if there's any other schedule news that drops for the Saints, I'll make sure to update you on all of that tomorrow. And then also, if you're in New Orleans, make sure you tune in, or even if you just have the iHeartRadio app, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 11:05 Central, around that time, to Sports 1280 New Orleans, WODT, their talk radio there. I'm going to be on the Chris Gordy Show talking about schedule, talking about draft, all that. So make sure you tune in for that. But for right now, I'm just going to say, as I always do, thank you so much for coming through. Once again, I am Ross Jackson. You can find me on Twitter at Ross Jackson ASC. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. Tell your friends, family, and fellow Saints fans about the podcast, and please be sure to take some time to rate, reviews. All of that helps out a ton. To find Locked On Saints, just tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Saints at home or in your vehicle, and be sure to subscribe on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the new Himalaya podcasting app so you know when the newest episodes drop every Monday through Friday. Thank you so much for all your support and helping me grow this family. This has been Locked On Saints, and trust, Who Dat Nation, I'll holla at you.